You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The My Sight Notts Choir meets every fortnight in Nottingham to sing and socialise. We're joined now by choir members Nina Lawson and Erica Cole to hear more about the group. So how did the My Sight Notts Choir begin?
I can't remember how it came together, but we put this pantomime on like 8-10 years ago. When it came to, Julie came on board at some point around then, and she was apparently asked to do another panto because it was really good. But she wanted to do something more long-lasting. I missed the first few sessions, but I've pretty much been here, and so has Nina, pretty much been involved from the start. It's such a good thing to be involved with.
What do you enjoy most about singing with others and singing with a group of people?
I love hearing how it sounds when we all come together and push for a really good performance. I guess it gives us a bit of exercise. Gives your lungs a workout. You've got the social aspect as well.
How about you, Nina? What do you enjoy most about singing in the group?
It's such a good atmosphere when you get a good song. Everybody's all warmed up. You've been learning a song for a while. Suddenly you actually start gelling and listening to each other, and occasionally we would do stuff with harmonies. It just sounds so good. There's a buzz in the room. There's a real nice atmosphere when you get it right.
And it seems like the choir performs such a huge range of songs. The Beatles, and before the recording started, we started talking about carols. What are some of your favourite songs that you both have performed with the choir?
There's a Hawaiian piece that we've been doing called Ame Malama, and that is so nice when it comes together.
And do you often sing in different languages?
We've done African ones. Our choir leader, Jane, quite likes African music, so we did one short song in Latin a few years ago. I think it's Donna Nobis. We haven't officially got an anthem, but our anthem is Something Inside So Strong. And then we've done Bridge Over Troubled Water.
African song called Shona Malanga, that's really nice.
Bingo, yep, I was thinking of that. Beatles and ABBA as well, so it's just a complete range of stuff.
And how do you normally prepare for a performance? Do you both get quite nervous, or do you find that that's what you enjoy most?
I like to be able to work towards something like a performance or a concert or something like that. We performed at the opening of My Sight Notts Nottingham's latest building, their new building on Heathcote Street in Nottingham. And as you build up to it, you can feel it.
I do get a little bit, but not too bad. I've been doing it for a while now. I think if you can channel those nerves, that's how you create your best work, really.
And you recently performed with the Bradbury Fields Choir from Liverpool. How was it singing with another choir and a whole different group of voices?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was just so nice to have, you know, extra voices and meet up with people that we'd met up with before. We learnt songs from them, they learnt songs from us. Yes, move on, ABBA. We want to do that now.
They seem to sing things to us, and then we're like, well, I want to do that. That was amazing. There aren't a lot of choirs made up of visually impaired people, and I really would like to see that kind of sector grow.
And the good thing is, when you get a group of people singing together, even if some of those people don't have the best voices, when you all come together, it doesn't matter.
Or if you're not very confident either.
Yeah, that too. So even if you don't think you can sing, you can.
Absolutely. Ignore what everybody else says.
What's so special about singing with other blind and partially sighted people?
Unless it's the Christmas stuff, we work solely from the CDs, and our choir leader sits down or whatever at home and produces a CD for the top part and a CD for the bottom part of all the new tracks, and then we go home and we practice those. And then when we come to the rehearsals, we put it all together from there. So everyone's on the same playing field, be they braille readers, be they completely unable to read braille or print, whatever the disability, it's a level playing field. We have in the past had a gentleman who lip read to follow along, but he got in there and he enjoyed himself.
It's just a really inclusive thing. Everybody's in the same boat, as they say. And yeah, it's just a nice atmosphere and a bit of social time as well.
Mm.
Good for your mental health, good for your physical health. It's a good all-rounder thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Good to be able to go somewhere and let it out. And then you have a cup of tea and a, you know, and a natter at the end.
As we're approaching Christmas, are there any Christmas carols you're really excited to sing or perform?
Our choir leader likes Kate Resby, so we've done some of her songs because she does traditional songs, but like unusual arrangements of them.
How about you, Nina?
I love Christmas for the music, the lights, the food, you know, the whole atmosphere of it. Yeah, Christmas music's just something that's always been with me, really. I do love the traditional carols. I love the Kate Resby stuff as well. Oh Holy Night's a nice one. It's with the Descants. I can't quite get up there these days, but they do sound good. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, once in Royal David City.
And how can our listeners find out more about how to join or get information about your upcoming carol performances?
I have a concert coming up on the 30th of December at St Michael's Church in Bramcote. I'd say the best way to find out would be to contact Jeannie Roberts at my site, not.
Thank you so much to Nina Lawson and Erica Cole, choir members from the My Sight Not's Choir, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Bradman, thank you.